Well, Dylan was at the Builder Show. No, not Bob and not Marshall Dylan, but just Dylan of 138 Construction, which I'd never heard of before. But I was recommended that you guys are doing pretty good work. Tell me about 138, how it got birthed, and what kind of work you do.
138 is a second-generation general contracting company here on the Kenai Peninsula. We specialize in all phases, residential and commercial building, primarily focusing on roofing. Here at 138, we promise to offer fast, quality, reliable service with the backing of a local and a communal family ethics. Basically, what we have to offer is guarantee that you are going to be taken care of due to the fact that we are lifelong Alaskans and huge supporters of our community.
My, that sounds like a radio commercial. He must have had that written up for the Builder Show. Tell me how the name 138 came about.
It came from a middle school wrestling weight class that I and several of my brothers participated in. We learned hard work, and we learned the positive affirmation you get from putting yourself in a position that's uncomfortable and seeing it through the other side.
Wow, that's a whole lesson right there. And you're still at 138 pounds?
That is undisclosed information, sir.
Neither going to confirm nor deny. Now, second generation, so where did you go to high school?
We went to high school in Nikiski High School on the Kenai Peninsula here.
A bulldog.
Yes, sir.
You have that same tenacity now when you take on construction?
Most certainly. That's actually where a lot of our morals and ethics derive from, was high school sports and the bond and the work ethic that you get from participating and excelling in those.
Well, Dylan, there's a lot of concern now on the peninsula in 2025 about the coming boom and the lack of housing and the lack of contractors who can do the job that you want done. How do you see that?
I see that as a big opportunity for my company. However, I see it as a very problematic issue that could happen in the future if we don't get more young people involved into the trades. So here at 138, we really are committed to trying to usher in the new generation into the trades to make sure that we can accommodate the new up-and-coming arise in our community as far as people moving here for the LNG project.
And if I have a construction job, maybe just a remodel, maybe not anything huge, or maybe a whole new home, how would I get in touch with you?
You could reach out to us online at our website at 138constructionllc.com or give us a call at 907-513-1378.
Now, this is graduation season again, Dylan, and we have people that are thinking of their futures and maybe also were on those wrestling mats back when. What made you want to go into construction other than it was the second generation of your family?
What brought me and what kind of steered me towards construction is you get what you put in. The harder you work, the more you get paid and the better opportunities you'll have. And I've always aspired to be somebody that works really hard for what they have and being proud in what you get at the end of the day.
Your educators did a great job of educating you, Dylan, out at Nikiski High School. By any chance, was Rick Frederick your science teacher?
No, sir. That was Dan Adair. And I thank them well. Yep. Dan Adair and Jake Doth. Yep.
Those guys participated in the Caring for the Kenai program.
Yep. Those are some good men right there. Very good mentors in a lot of us young men's life. So
they did a good job with you, Dylan. If you need a construction job, have you got openings?
We have a lot of openings, and we're always ushering new people to accommodate the workload. No job too big or too small.
138 Construction. Go ahead and Google it if you need. I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that Build-A-Day sound of KSRM.